You're listening to SBS News.
What do we want?
Save the streets!
What do we want? It?
Now! Yes means yes and no means no! Yes means yes and no means no!
Chants rang through the streets of Australia's major capital cities over the weekend as women, men and children of all ages marched demanding safety for women. Some of those taking part paid tribute to Aya Massawe, an international student who was murdered in Melbourne last week. Author and sexual assault survivor Bree Lee says Miss Massawe's death is a stark reminder of what some women are describing as a culture of abuse. Miss Lee says violence against women needs to be addressed in Australia.
I go to these meetings, I write these letters, I do these interviews for advocacy, and it is so, so hard to keep an olive branch in the palm of your hand when you need your keys between your fingers.
Media presenter and campaigner Yumi Steins called violence against women a crisis.
I am sick of these violent killings of women who have been doing no more than daring to walk the streets in the body of a female. If you're sick of it, say yes!
Yeah!
69 Australian women died through family violence in 2018, and campaigners want that figure to be at zero. Ray Johnson is the editor of Junkie, a popular culture news site targeted towards a young demographic. She's urged change.
Violence against women in Australia is an epidemic, and it is imperative that we address the culture surrounding that, that we look at the causes for this occurring.
The rallies in Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra and Melbourne came as part of the Women's March rallies being held around the world. Protesters took to the streets of Washington DC in the United States 3 years on from the first annual march there. It first began the day after Republican President Donald Trump's inauguration in January 2017. This demonstrator reflected on that first rally that drew millions of protesters to the streets.
I think that that's what's changed for me as a woman, is that this movement woke me up to how other women felt when they were abused by the political system. Because for the first time in my life, when Trump was so-called elected, I felt abused by my political system. I felt used. I felt like it didn't represent me. I felt like my voice wasn't heard. I felt like I didn't have a voice. And that's what this movement has done for me.
The main focus of this year's US rallies was to mobilise the female vote ahead of the 2020 elections. Activists were also celebrating the gains at last year's US midterms, when more women were elected to Congress than ever before. The youngest of them, the Democratic representative of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, spoke to crowds in New York.
Last year we brought the power to the polls, and this year we need to make sure that we translate that power into policy. That means we will not let anyone take our rights away. In fact, we will expand them.
Thousands also turned out in central London as part of the International Day of Action. The march there, known as the Bread and Roses Rally, called for equal say and equal representation in government. Women's rights campaigner Helen Pankhurst says there's still a long way to go in the fight for gender equality.
There might be straight lines in the equal sign, but getting to gender equality is anything but straightforward. And as we have seen time and time again, we can't assume that progress on women's rights is a straightforward process. The elastic band of social norms, of policy and of legislation can often snap back. So we have to care, to be counted, to count individually and collectively.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.